when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world. There's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get for all Google Play Store users, as well as everyone using Apple products, iPad, iPhone, and iPod. You can also find us on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. So many ways to tune in, and I want to thank the approaching 50,000 listeners we've had just through the podcast, and also on top of that, want to thank everybody over the past 11-plus years for listening in, and for everybody that has viewed over 100,000 times, we really appreciate that. So Jalen Maiden, getting started early here, happy to have him on the show. It's the first time I've had the pleasure of having Jalen on. Had his brother on the show, Jared Maiden the second. Him and I spoke about a lot of different things. Jared in the 2016 incoming recruiting class. His brother Jalen is on the 2018 class, a couple years behind, but not behind in recruitment, as he already has 5 early offers, despite the fact that he has a few more seasons to play. So, Jalen, how you doing today, and how does it feel to already have teams coming after you?
Well, I feel good knowing that, they're interested in me pretty early, and I feel like there's a lot more I can do. So I feel like I should have a couple more offers, but not in like a bad way, but like I should be better in the future.
Now, Jalen, with you being in the class of 2018 coming in for college football, how do you stay humble through the process? I mean, getting offers early, getting teams after you. We're here in 2015, haven't even started the 2015 football season, and 3 years down the road, you'll be coming into a college. So how do you stay humble through this process, knowing that teams are already interested in you?
Humble because I know it's just not me, it's my team that's really helping me getting it in, and it's basically a team thing, it's not just me, and I know I can't do it without them.
When you look at your team, Jalen, at Sachse High School in Sachse, Texas, what do you like about your team? How would you kind of describe your team and your environment there?
Well, we're not the biggest group, but we're definitely going to go after it and hit people in the mouth and get it done on offense. So that's what I really like about it.
Now, you're a dual-threat quarterback, can run, can pass. Is there one that you are more comfortable with? Do you like, I mean, if the game is on the line, would you rather take off with your feet or would you rather throw a bomb down the field? How do you kind of look at it?
I'd rather throw a bomb down the field.
Okay. So the leg side of it, why choose throwing it as opposed to running it? What is it that makes you go that way?
Well, throwing's always been the first option. And second option, either like if it's a read option and it's open or it's just coming because the pass is not open.
Now, how much do you trust yourself on your feet? What can you say about that? Because there are a lot, you know, when somebody says dual threat quarterback, you obviously know that means pass and run. But some people have the ability to run for 70 yards. Some guys can get the first down. Some guys can get 5 yards, 7 yards. How do you view yourself as a dual threat quarterback? Do you feel like you're just as dangerous on your feet, or do you think you're more dangerous through the air?
Yes, I feel like I'm more dangerous on my feet. I feel like I'm more of the get the 70 yards as well as throw it the 70 yards.
Donovan McNabb played at Syracuse, and he obviously was a running quarterback at Syracuse and was a running quarterback in the NFL. Not as much, but obviously did it there as well. What can you say to getting an offer from Syracuse, knowing that they had success with a running quarterback in the past?
It means a lot to me, knowing that they offered me because I fit the scheme around their offense, and I feel like I do too. So it means a lot to me.
What can you say about the offer from Syracuse? Who gave it to you? Like, who's built a relationship with you from Syracuse at this point?
Well, me and Coach Smith have been calling. Well, I've been calling him, and I feel like we built a good connection between each other. And I guess it was ready, and it kind of just
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSIG Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSIG Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
When you spoke with DeAndre Smith, the running backs coach at Syracuse, what did he say to you upon giving you that offer? What was kind of his message to you about wanting to give you an offer, especially doing it so early?
Well, he's like, Jalen, you really fit our scheme, and I know it's pretty early, but we're going to go ahead and offer you. And I was like, thank you, coach. I'm very happy to know I got a Syracuse offering. And it kind of just went from there.
What do you know about Syracuse up to this point? I mean, they just offered your brother Jared and you recently here in late April of 2015. What do you know about Syracuse up to this point?
Well, I know they've had a good history in getting dual threat quarterbacks. And then I really started to look at the Syracuse after my good friend Robert Washington committed to Syracuse.
And Robert, when he decided to verbally commit to Syracuse in the incoming class 2016, he made a statement to me the day that he committed that he was going to be a recruiter for Syracuse. He was going to go out there and attack and go after the people that he feels like can change the program with him. How quickly did he go from his decision to getting in touch with you?
Well, we were kind of DMing before, so I knew he was going to Syracuse, but now we've been talking about it almost every other day. Jared's been talking about it. He's been contacting him, and he's been contacting me, so it's pretty quick.
What does he say to you about Syracuse? You know, like you said, you were DMing before, so you knew he was going to Syracuse. What has he kind of said to you from that moment and then all the way through, like you said, almost every day talking to you? What's he been saying?
Well, he's been saying stuff like, well, come be a Cuse with me, and just, like, doing all types of stuff like that.
what is it about Robert Washington? I mean, is he someone whose opinion you trust? Is he somebody who you would like to play with? I mean, how do you kind of look at Robert? Because he told me he was going out and he was going after the guys that he felt like he could get to come with him. What type of relationship would you say you have with Robert?
Oh, we're very good friends. I actually met him this year before the Team USA game. He's been close to Jared for a while, so he came down from wherever he stays, and he stayed in my house, and we became really close friends after that. So we have a pretty good connection with each other. I'd love to play some ball with him, too.
When he come and stayed at your house, what was that like for you? I mean, like you said, he's known Jared for a while, and you've gotten to know him a little bit here. To have all three of you in the house, I mean, you're all talented athletes. You got Robert, who had 40-plus offers. You have your brother, who has 40-plus offers. We have you, who most likely will hit that range as well. What was it like having all three of you in the house together? What did you talk about? What did you do? I mean, what was life like in the house?
Life was basically just like football. I mean, it was fun. Robert's a great person. Yeah, it was just basically talking football, what colleges we liked, where we wanted to go, and then what was we going to do to Canada, because that was coming up that week. So it's football all day, every day.
Your brother and his recruitment, he said that he would like to have things figured out by the time that he goes to the opening, which will be during the summer in early July. What has he said to you about this whole process and making his decision? Because obviously he is in the same boat as Robert Washington, has plenty of offers, but he's at a point where he kind of, within the next couple months, wants to get things done. What's he kind of said to you as your older brother to maybe help you out in his process and what he's learned?
Well, around the house, he really don't talk much about it, but he's always talking about, make sure, I'm still young, so he always says you're still young, so just make sure you find a fit for you. So, I really don't know. I kind of guess, but I think it's either going to be Oregon, Florida State, Florida, or Ohio State.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom. With the bamboo line, relax fit clothing, as well as the athletic fit clothing, DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady. Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships.
It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calicabetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Now, he just got offered recently from Syracuse, coming on the heels of Robert Washington's verbal commitment. He said that if he was to get offered from Syracuse, it would pique his interest. Do you feel like it has at all? I mean, the four schools you mentioned, obviously Syracuse not in there. What do you think from when your brother got the offer a few days back to when we're talking now? I mean, has he said anything about it or made any mention of it, or is that something that he hasn't really spoken about?
Well, he talked about it, I'd say the second day after he got offered. He was like, Daylan, how'd you feel about going to the same school? And I was like, yeah, it's pretty good if we do, but remember, you always tell me to find the right fit for you. So, yeah, it's been back and forth between that.
With him getting offered by Syracuse and then you getting offered just right there with each other pretty quick, what did you think about that? About that fact that Syracuse not only went after your brother but went after you in virtually the same amount of time?
It made me feel like they kind of want both of us to be at their school, and they feel like we can both do some, bring some great talent to their program.
Now, I want to look at you and your brother. Obviously, you guys have competed against each other. Brothers do that from time to time, but obviously on the football field, you can do that as well. Who would win right now, today, if I was to come down to Texas and see you go up against your brother?
9 out of 10, I figure it was me.
What would be that 1 out of 10? How? What would make you say you think your brother could at least beat you one time?
I would say a go route, because he's very good at getting a receiver either out of bounds or close to it, making me have to throw a very, very hard ball. And today I actually got him. I threw a nice back shoulder. It was high in that back shoulder, so he couldn't really get to it, and our receiver got it. But most of the days, he normally gets the receiver out of bounds, so I have to go to my next progression.
How is that, knowing that your brother is obviously the guy covering receivers and you're the one throwing to them? How has that kind of been with you guys growing up and figuring out your position? What's it been like to have your brother be the guy that's trying to stop you from doing your job?
It's been great. It's really preparing me for the season, going against other corners that are just like him, are not as good, but it's still going to prepare me for them. And, yeah, it's just a good matchup to see him going against the receiver and have me throwing it, really making me use a lot more accuracy.
Now, Jalen, you have, besides Syracuse, other offers: Oregon State, Houston, Bryant University. and the other one that you had specified with me, Missouri Southern. What can you say about those schools? Is there anything that sticks out about them? We talked about Syracuse, but of the other four schools that have offered, what can you say about them?
Well, I like Oregon State because, like I said about Syracuse, they also have good dual threat quarterbacks, and so it's same with Houston. And Houston's actually pretty close to me, so that stood out really. And then Bryan really stands out because that was just my first offer.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHand, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So when you are kind of looking at these teams, like your brother said, you know, take your time, you're young, figure out what you like. Is it strange for you to know that you have so much time? I mean, you have a couple seasons left under your belt before you have to make any type of decision. Is it strange for you to be in this world knowing that you have 2015, 2016, 2017, three seasons left before you have to go to a college? Is it weird to have already had offers?
Not really. I feel like I've been putting in a lot of work. Not saying that's because I have offers, but I've been putting in a lot of work. I've been putting in a lot of work, so no, it's not that weird.
We talked about if you could choose between running and throwing, but I want to look at your attributes, what you think you're the best at as a quarterback in the entirety of the position. What do you think are the things that you do best as a quarterback?
I feel like I get the ball out pretty quick. I can go deep, and I can throw completions all over the field, whether it's short, long, medium. I'm pretty good throwing on a run. Yeah, I can run the football, too.
What are some of the areas that you want to work on? You have three more seasons of high school ball. What are some of the things that you want to get right before you go to college?
Most likely getting bigger, getting more power on my throws.
On the side of support, kind of going off the field a little bit, Jalen, you're a young guy. I mean, 2018, that's a ways away, yet you can speak well, you know, very articulate, sound educated, sound like you know what you want, sound like you have some leadership in there. What's kind of made you be more mature and more educated in the game, so to speak, to be where you're at right now? Because obviously that's helped you in recruiting, but what's kind of made you be more mature than your year might show at this point?
Well, I have two older brothers. My oldest brother, he's at Rice right now, but I've kind of seen some pretty bad things happen to him because of recruiting, like the offer he got pulled because some coaching changes, and I've been seeing Jared go through the whole process and stuff, so they're really big factors in why I'm more focused and humbled off the field.
When you look at your brothers, what do you love most about them? What are some of the things that you appreciate that they helped you to have in your life?
Well, I appreciate them because they helped me basically become a quarterback, get good at being a quarterback, because Jared's always been one of the best DBs I've known, and my brother was one of the best receivers I've known, and I kind of had to just throw them the ball, and I became good at quarterback, and it really taught me stuff and made me look at film when I didn't want to, but now that's pretty much all I look at, so I really do thank them for that.
What made you fall in love? Like you said, your brothers kind of helped you to become a quarterback. What made you fall in love with the position of being a quarterback as opposed to playing anything else?
Well, it was my seventh grade year. My brothers always talked about me about grabbing my teammates and taking them like on the weekends, just like take them up to the middle school field and throw rocks. And I started seeing improvement, and we were getting better as a team, and the smiles on their faces, and I was kind of helping them run routes because I used to be a receiver, so I was helping them do all of that, and then I kind of just fell in love with it, really leading the team and helping everybody else out.
Now, Jalen, with the schools that have offered you so far, do you plan on going on any visits? Is that something that you think that you'll be doing with, you know, Bryant University, Houston, Oregon State, Syracuse, you know, those schools, as well as Missouri Southern? Are any of those schools that you plan on visiting?
Yes, I actually visited Houston, like, I think 2 weeks ago, and I visited Oregon State, but I have to revisit those schools, and then I'm definitely going to try to get up to Syracuse and Bryant and Southern, Missouri Southern.
When would you like to go out and see Syracuse, Bryant, and Missouri Southern since you haven't been out there yet?
I don't know. Me and my mom, we've been working on the schedule because we have like a big camp schedule, busy schedule across the summer and then going into the spring. So I would have to check with her.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Now, before I let you go, Jalen, I think it's fun to do something on my show, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, that I like to call rapid fire. Get you off the field, get you off of football for a little bit to get to know you a little bit better and show, obviously, everybody out there that there's more to Jalen Maiden than simply football. And so first thing that comes to your mind, we'll just go rapid fire down the line here. If you can only play one song and one song throughout the rest of your high school career, let's say that I could only put one track on your iPod, what song would it be, who sings it, that you would play before every single game?
I want to say Lose Yourself by Eminem.
What is it about Lose Yourself? And I respect that song. I think that song gets me pumped up for stuff. I've listened to it before when I need kind of a little bit of motivation. Is that why it would be your song?
Yes, and just about never giving up. Don't lose yourself in the moment, and you gotta want it. It's basically what it is.
One movie that you can tell me right now you would watch tonight, no matter how many times you've seen it.
Gotta go with 8 Mile.
8 Mile? So I'm gonna ask a question, then I'm gonna get you off of M&M answers. We're gonna move through it. So I can't ask you what your favorite candy is, because that'll just make it awkward, because it'll be the same. But so let me get you off here a little bit. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go? And it's a three-part question. Where would you travel to? You can take one person that you know, and you can take one celebrity. So I got to forgive myself, because it'll probably be Eminem. But what would you do with those three? Where would you go? Who would you take that you know, and who would you take that's a celebrity?
I'd go to Florida. I would take my good friend, my receiver, Drew Jackson, and probably LeBron James, because I've just been a big LeBron James since
Where would you go in Florida?
Miami.
What is it about Miami that you like?
Well, I went there one time when I was younger, and I kind of just loved it, but I was like, hey, I'm dying to get back there.
All right, and your last question in rapid fire. If I had to write a title to a movie based on your life story, what you've been through off the field, what you've been through on the field, the type of student you are, player you are, what would be the title of your movie and why?
I'd say Be Confident.
And why?
Because when I was growing up, I used to do good in the classroom and not so good on the field. So my confidence would be down when I used to get on the field. But then, like I said, my brother used to help me out a lot. And he used to get me in the weight room, get my hand out coordination, got me really coordinated. Then just got confident. Then what I tell other people now is be confident with yourself. Like, if you are running around, run that route with some confidence. If you don't know what route you're doing, at least run it with some confidence.
Be confident. Can't agree more that is a phenomenal title, and it is the thing, the mentality of the game and mentality of life that I think people don't consider goes into it as much, but how you think is how you play, and it's how you are as a person, is how you see yourself in your mind. Jalen, it truly has been a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you have plenty of time until you have to make a decision, but I look forward to having you back on the show soon, and I can't thank you enough for spending some time with me today, so thank you.
Well, thank you, too.